I think we got one.
Only love I ever felt was from my mama. On my mama, miss my grandma, miss my uncle. Rest in peace, left from Reese. Cash out, thick bitch from the west side. Cashed out, no, this is not a S-class. Maybach, I've been turning up for my city.
Cherry Production.
I've been turning up for my city. Richie Rich, fucker, then I leave. Bitch, ain't no give me kids, all or nothing. Free bitch, call me good. Hey, I don't call her none. She finessing, but I need a dime.
Which one else?
Yeah, I need her. Yeah, leave a message, dog, you know, for dog and hoes. Bae, I train fuck all them hoes. Take her shopping, she be fly. Her marriage, Chanel, her Prada, Gucci, cold match. And my mama, 21, brand new, no models. Fuck nigga, before I start wild. Calming down, six, rhyme, ticking, bomb, sipping, Dom Perignon. Bitches, fine, Lizzie, nine, play and get shot.
Young bitch to a shooter. Damn, I miss OG Double. Taught me how to pimp a hustle. I go and hear the lick. You can go and ask Bubba. Big blocks, total real choppers. Whole lot of shooters, you don't want no problems. RP Jumbo, top me in the broad day. Tryna pay this lawyer for my lawyers. Gonna be a cold case. Magic City, I'm the owner. Tell Steve Harvey, I don't wanna. One thing I never seen was a bitch to leave. Every time I crank the car, I use a key. Push, start, fart, whip, two glizzies, extended clips. On guard, they been sober. Pour a lot of dope in my soda. Magic City, I'm the owner. Tell Steve Harvey, I don't want him.
Sixes, rhyme, ticking, bomb, sipping. Dime
very young. Big Ryan, really, I'm a dime. Made these bitches way in line. I done came out the muddy. I done put the most white diamonds on the blackest hoes. I'm just turning up for my city. I'm just turning up for my city. I'm just turning up for my city.
I've been turning up for my city.
Just like that, we back. Welcome to another installment of the Rain and Chance podcast, episode 155 in the making. I go by Jordan on the ones and twos, and on the left I got my guy Javon.
Yep.
And in front of me I got the homie AD.
Who that?
And that makes the Rain and Chance podcast. Shout out to all the good people tuning in, listening on whatever DSP you chose. Could have been anywhere in the world, but you chose to spend it with the champs, and that means more than you ever know. With that being said, good people, this episode is different. How is it different, you might ask? This is one of those non-sports episodes that everybody loves because everybody can relate to a non-sports episode. But before we get into these non-sports topics and all that cool stuff, I always got to ask my table, how y'all fellas doing?
Doing pretty good. Cool. Trying to make it through the week. Good week so far. Weather's nice, you know.
Trash!
Hey, man.
Yeah,
I'm for it.
I kind of wanted to warm up by now.
I'm like, it ain't too warm. It still got a little chill. Like, but it's nice to walk out of work, and I ain't got to, you know, be bundled up and shit. So, I ain't mad at it right now. I know it's not gonna last long. So, yeah. Take it while I can get it.
I think it's supposed to be like fair weather for the rest of the week or something like that.
Yeah, until another 45 degree day suddenly just pops out of nowhere.
I just want to ride my bike. That's all.
Can't be mad at that. You're right, though. Like, it's definitely about to get up there as far as the weather goes.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm over the cold weather, man. It's
surprisingly. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know Adrian, he's him and Jordan, they're more cold weather guys. So
winter babies, you know.
Yeah, it's kind of
big
funny.
Big facts.
It's funny hearing him say this so early. I think that's what it is. Not the fact he's saying it, but, like, March just got here. And he's already like, yo, I'm ready for the warm weather. Like,
because I don't really like working out. I just like riding my bike, and that's a nice little workout. So I kind of killed two birds with one stone right there. So
got you.
I ain't going to anybody gym.
I just don't like the bugs. I seen a spider web on my car today, and I was just like, why? I was like, why are you here?
Yeah, those are back.
That's it, though. like
the flies.
Yeah, like that's just the annoyance.
Mosquitoes. I mean, mosquitoes be like kind of year round, but they definitely be out there in the summertime.
Yeah, nah, in the wintertime, them niggas don't exist.
I be forgetting they around. Like, they actually are here.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, them spider webs is going. Fuck. That's the only part I ain't really, you know. Other than that, you know, give me some nice little weather. I can have some longer drinks days. Outside. Longer. It's starting to get longer days now, so that's not a bad thing.
That's probably one of my favorite things about when it get warm. Literally, because days are longer. Like, you got more to do. I mean, you got outside. People tend to be want to be, you know, a little more active when it's warmer. So.
It's just true. Festivals.
Just shit in general. Like, the energy different when it's warmer versus when it's cold. Like, you kind of want to stay to yourself a little more on the cold.
True.
Be more secluded, I guess.
At this point, unless they're giving me snow and keep the cold, maybe one more cold weather or cold day, like when it's like in the 20s. Cool. Other than that, it's March. Just give me some warm weather.
That's kind of how I feel, bro. Like, even when it snows, I hate when we get that snow that don't really stop anything. Like, if it's going to snow, like, shut the city down for a day or two. Like,
I need one of those per season. But after that, let us know when. Let us know.
Yeah, okay.
After that, let us know when, you know, I kind of still want to be able to make moves somewhere.
Exactly, because, man, that shit don't get, like, it snowed, what, back in January? Like,
nah, city was shut down. It wasn't shut down, but the first one, the roads was rough.
Yeah. I did slide a little bit.
I did.
Yeah, your boy was skating a little bit out there.
I leave a food line. I was like, man, I might go hit Royals. Just give me some food now. Back tire spun. Whoop, back to the house.
Yeah,
it
I'm
is.
Like, yeah, I'm trying to take my black ass home. Somewhere.
Was it nighttime? Oh, okay.
Yeah, me too. I think I was nighttime too. I was like, yeah, it's time to go.
I hit the left at the light. My car, the tail of it just says. I said, well, home it is.
It was nothing but black ice that one time. When we went to Chicho's, it was nothing but black ice. I'm like, yo.
I'm doing that.
I think I went. Anyway, it doesn't matter. But give me some warm weather, some nice women, and some wine. I'm just kidding. I was going to say women, weed, and weather. You know, that's.
But I mean, some sangria do sound nice, though. You know.
I kind of just want to. I only drink on the weekends now, too. Though. I don't really drink during the weekdays like I used to.
Really? How often do you used to drink before? A
couple times a week. Maybe some beers here. Like, normally a beers or maybe, like, a drink or two throughout the week or whatever, like, on that, like, day. I don't know. I don't buy bottles like that no more. Like,
bro, me either. Like, unless I'm actually, like, out somewhere, I don't really drink. Like, I might go in the store, go down the beer aisle or whatever, or wine aisle, thinking, like, I might grab a little something just to sip on. And I'm like, I find myself just looking at it and, like, I'm going to just drink some water. Like.
True.
I think for me now, the only time I really care to drink is if I'm like out and about indoor, like just I want to be in a different environment. But when I'm home, I find myself like I might have a drink, but it makes me sleepy more than anything. I don't really like get that feeling I want to get, and I'm like, it's just pointless for me to drink at home.
Unless I'm running Apex or something with the homies, and I'm like, you know, I get a couple drinks in while we're doing some runs or something like that on Apex.
That might be different. Yeah.
Other than that, like, or maybe if a game is on, I have a beer or two or whatever. But I don't know. If I'm at the crib by myself chilling, I'm good, man. Not a weekend.
That's a different story.
Yeah, you know.
Because, I mean, like I said, weekend is different. You going out, you're going to be in a different environment, you know. You want to be a little loose when you go out, so you want to save some money.
True.
That's a big deal right there, saving money, because, you know, that should add up going out.
I meant to drink before we went out Sunday for brunch.
What happened?
I just forgot. I was just like, damn, I said I forgot to have a shot or two. And I was like, you know, it's okay. Had a whole bottle of champagne.
I'm about to say it worked out. I'm about to say, since we went to the buoy. It worked out. That bottle of champagne came in handy, man. Like,
yeah, I was feeling good. I was pretty wavy that day.
Can't beat it for the price, honestly. So, I mean, it would have been nice to go to Dots a little bit cheaper.
Yeah.
Whatnot, I mean, but that didn't work out. It was packed that day, I guess.
Old girl was like, oh, yeah, this is pretty cheap. I said, what? this is pretty cheap. Man, what kind of brunch you be going to?
Oh, shit. Yeah. You're right. She did say that. But like, didn't she say something like was left off her tab? Or like?
I think so. Cause I was like, why are you complaining?
Oh, I guess she was just surprised. Like, she probably used to go in other places where she probably didn't spend $40, $50 on herself or maybe more.
True. Docs would have been even cheaper.
Most likely.
At least my bill, I know Docs would have been cheaper. But
I feel like mine would have probably been around similar price. I'll say similar. Hey, maybe a little cheaper.
Mimosa Poppy, right?
Hey, man. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like I'm waiting for him to clarify.
Yeah, I was like, I can't even like don't be modest on that one. Yeah, I'm going to own that one.
You've already set it on wax on the pot already.
Yeah,
so
I have. So I can't even like, that's why I let it go.
Had the cranberry at the table. Dilla was like, let me get some lemonade with this.
I was like, lemonade mimosas.
Yeah.
He did get lemonade. Mm-hmm. And I mixed it with my shit a little bit. I think I'd rather have it without the lemonade, but it wasn't bad.
It was
at all.
Different, it was just, you know,
different experience.
Yeah, I mean, I had a lemonade mimosa before, but I'm not a big lemonade fan, so I kind of don't. I got to be wanting something tangy that day.
Tangy,
tang,
little tang,
that little twine,
a little bitterness, a little bitter tanginess. You know what I'm saying? And,
okay, IT.
Oh, that was nasty.
Oh, he is. Never mind.
Yeah, we're not doing sports.
My bad.
Sorry.
My bad.
He's going to school. We're still watching sports, but we're not doing sports today. But I forgot. Speaking of prices, though, man.
Man.
Why the fuck is everything so high?
Everything has gone up but my paycheck. I stand by that statement.
Like, literally, bro. Like, everything. Like, gas. Well, now that with this, you know, yeah. Ukrainian war shit with Russia and all this other stuff. Like,
we
that's just going to drive everything
up
now.
Yeah.
Like, I was literally pumping my gas yesterday, not paying attention to the gas. I thought it was, like, around the price being, like, 320-something, 330-something, whatever. I'm pumping it, just looking around. All of a sudden, I just look down. I'm like, well, I hit the button. I go to hit the button. I'm like, damn, that shit 350-something? That shit went up 20 cents, like, that fast?
Man, 350? It's 339 out my
man,
way.
Man, I swear, like, right around the corner of my house, this shit was 350 something last night.
You gotta
like,
get them T-Mobile Tuesdays. You with T-Mobile?
Yeah.
You should do T-Mobile Tuesdays.
I got the app on my phone.
Yeah, you do the Shell joint, you get at least 10 cents off each week.
Wow. Okay.
You gotta use it. You have to redeem it on Tuesday, and you have to use it by Friday.
Gotcha. Okay, I'll look into that. I think I'd be seeing it, but I kind of just scroll past it.
My status on the fuel app is gold. Gold status,
my
baby.
My man's a Roar member.
See, I don't have no Shell by me.
Yeah, I that's another thing. I got more 7-Elevens around me more than anything.
Got 7-Eleven and Wawa.
And I do the little Roar thing with them, but it's like only 3 cents.
For real?
Yeah, it used to be 10 cents, but now 3 cents for some reason.
Sometimes if you shop at Kroger a lot and you go get gas at Kroger, sometimes you'll have like 10 to 20 cents off your gas.
Yeah. Like, this gas, like, shit is nasty because, we went to D.C., a week ago? Bro, I ain't never paid that much to fill my tank up.
It used to cost me, I remember, like, it was yesterday. It used to cost me $26. I used to be on E. It used to cost me $26 to fill up my tank. Mm-hmm. Now it's, like, 40.
Yeah, mine, like, when gas was a good chunk cheaper, I think I put, like, $38 in my shit. Man, to go to D.C., that shit cost me $58, bro. I'm like, what the?
What's your gas tank size?
It's like 16 plus.
That's why.
But still, I don't care. Like, $60, bro.
It's sick.
That shit is nasty.
That's what people used to
pay for a regular car. Huh?
That's what people used to pay with, like, premium
gas.
That's
what I'm saying. Like, bro, I got a regular-ass car. Like, I don't need no damn premium or nothing. Like, what the hell? I'm paying $60 for some gas.
You know, it should be a sign at the gas station when right before you punch, just say, today's price is not yesterday's price.
It ain't,
today's
no, like, donations.
Yeah, that's what I need,
man,
to pump my damn gas. Damn, need to be a little
right
thing. Like,
golly, bro, I need a voucher or something, man. Like, everything fucking high. Like you said, these damn pay rates ain't going up.
Everything else go up, but I noticed the gas going up too. Like, months ago, I'm like,
food and went up like
y'all
a motherfucker.
Remember,
like, bro,
y'all remember when gas went up when they had that fake shortage?
Yeah.
It went up and it never went down. Uh-huh. Pay attention to that time. Because
it went over like $3. Once it went over $3, I was just like,
ayo.
I ain't never really see it ever go over $3. Maybe once.
It went like before we was really driving.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like The wing shortage is a scam, bro.
That shit ain't fucking real.
That shit is a fucking scam, bro. I ain't seen nowhere that sells wings on a regular basis that ran out yet. Anywhere like that sells, like around us that sells wings on a regular basis, like our local little bars, like Hooters, selling Kelly's. Duck.
I will say certain grocery stores don't have the meats and stuff as much as they used to, but
man, they ain't got the salmon.
Yeah, the salmon, dog.
Salmon, you can't find it.
Dog.
I used to get the, man, whatever.
Even steaks and got went higher. Like, everything, you can't even, like, yeah. You know, sometimes they run, like, a little, you know, special on the steak where, you know, they might be a certain pound for this or whatever. I don't know. But you might get a decent, like, two steaks for $15 or something. No, that's like one steak now is like $20. Like,
man, look.
Stay away from that, sir.
I don't know the last time I bought some steak.
Bro, I ain't bought no steak in a minute. I kind of be low-key be wanting some, but, it, like, honestly, I ain't even really been craving it too crazy, but I do kind of want some soon. But that shit is crazy, man. Like,
I hate
everything,
it.
Bro. Like, I was just telling Adrian, I'm like, bro, like a bag of chips is like $4 or $5 for a bag of chips.
Bro, it's $4.69.
Like, that shit is nasty.
$4.69.
Cereal.
I bought a Flamin' Hot.
Cereal, bro.
Flamin' Hot Doritos. It was $4.89. Bro, I was confused.
Why is cereal, like, so expensive, dog?
I don't know. How much is cereal in a while?
Depending on what you get, you're going to pay like maybe, oh, I was looking at some Honey Nut Chex earlier. Just looking kind of good. Yeah, I think I'm a boy.
To you.
But no, I was looking at some Honey Nut Chex, and I was like, damn, shit sound kind of good. Then I looked at that price, $4.29. I said,
that's when you really
if I didn't already have a box of cereal at home, I might have got
it. It was the bigger box, or it was just like a standard box?
I think it was just a regular box. That's what I'm saying. It wasn't even like a bigger box.
Size, you know,
I just wanted to try.
And that's what I'm saying. I'm like, bro, if it was the family size, okay, whatever. That's not that, you know. Regular size? Nah.
Man, I hate buying stuff from Wawa, because Wawa is probably the most expensive, like, convenient type store. Like, you walk in there, bag of chips is over $2.
It's high.
Well, you can go to Dollar Tree and get it for a dollar.
Yeah.
A bag of hot fries is like $4. Why?
That's sick.
Like, you know how you get a sub and you get chips to go with your sub? Come on, man.
Chips has cost a half amount of the sub. Sub, $5.99. Chips almost $3. What am I getting out of this?
Bag of air.
Man, bro, you open up a bag of chips and you just be like, psh.
Yo, why does it seem like going to get groceries now doesn't even really feel cheaper than going out to eat? Like,
because it ain't.
Like, I really
go to Taco really Bell, give me a box.
Yep, $5 box.
Four for foes. You got value menus. But at the same time, it's just like, it's just in general, like, you before it could go buy a meal from the grocery store, you know, that might last you. Still could last you depending on how much you cook, but, you know, if you, like us, you know, just cooking for yourself or something, like, that's a lot of food. So it's like, I find myself half time, like, bro, I could just go buy something out and about or whatever for myself for the night.
That joint only lasts a night. You know, you get, like, for me, I like portion out, like, all right, I spend this much. This going to last me at least a week. I get a meal, it's only going to last me for the night.
True.
And then I'm a snack guy, so I'll be wanting snacks. I'll be having no snacks. That's the worst when you at the crib and you ain't got no snacks. I'm like,
bro, I just hate, I spend $110, $130 at a grocery store, come home and feel like I ain't doing nothing. That's what be annoying me. I be like, hold on, my fridge should be full of this.
Man. That's what I'm saying. Like, you be feeling like you didn't even get your value for it, for real. And then, like, I don't be wanting to buy a bunch of stuff because I'm like, I get tired of, like, food fast as far as, like, the same shit. So I'll buy some and eat it two times and be like, man, I don't even want this shit.
Yeah. That's why sometimes I get, like, maybe pizza. Pizza, you can stretch out a little bit. Yeah.
See, I don't eat pizza like that.
I eat it when I'm trying to get my stretch some meals out.
Yeah.
For real?
I got some little
like
Caesars,
you said, it's
at
easy
the crib.
To stretch it out. You're going to at least get 2 days out of that, at least, minimum.
I think it's just me. I don't eat that much bread no more. Mm-hmm. And that yeast. Me and yeast don't match. I've started losing that fight lately. So I
respect.
I'll eat it like in a group setting. I have a couple of slices, mm-hmm. but I don't want to have like a whole.
Sometimes
pie.
Like pizza sauce compared to like other pasta sauces. Like pizza sauce sometimes just.
I love pasta, by the way. You said pasta something about pasta. I love pasta.
Yeah, pasta.
Nah, pasta is undefeated. I don't know.
Go
so simple,
this week.
But it's so
probably
good.
Tomorrow.
And it's cheap. See, that's another meal you can make and
stretch.
Yeah,
you can stretch that joint at least like easily. Two full days.
And one thing, the price ain't gone up.
It's pasta.
It's pasta sauce.
Oh, no, nah, hell no.
Bro,
nah.
Pasta sauce. I got the big jar with $1.69. Oh. I said, this is the cheapest thing I bought out of everything in the cut.
My bougie ass now be making my own sauce and shit.
You got tomatoes?
Well, not, if I do red sauce, nah, that's different.
That's why I was talking about.
Yeah, I'm talking about like Alfredo sauce.
Shit it on me.
I gotta try that. I know you keep saying make the Alfredo sauce from scratch.
Supposed to be better for that. That's why I don't eat chicken Alfredo. It's because times I've had it, won't good.
No, I'm telling you, just make it yourself. Cause you season it how you want it. All you need is the heavy cream, like some what is it? I can't even remember. don't really need a whole lot of shit.
Mozzarella cheese.
Yeah, all you need is heavy cream, cheese, and season it. And like you might add like butter or something like that.
Probably, margarine, yeah.
But it's like super simple and cheap. And then like it tastes so much better than me because one, it's fresher.
I like pasta.
And then two, like I said, you're making the sauce or seasoning how you want it instead of you getting it jarred and adding to what they already have in there.
I ain't gonna lie, my chicken Alfredo be slapping though.
I believe
sauce out the
bottle. That's what I'm saying. Certain sauce out the can. I mean, bottle are good. It was one of the things where, like, once I figured out how easy it is to make my own, I was just like, I might just make my own. But yeah, I'm not knocking the bottle at all because shit, I just started making my own like last year.
Yeah, like, forever. I'll probably make some tomorrow. I can't wait. I ain't eat all day either.
Bro, I had like a third of my salad. I ain't even finished it. I took a really quick break today. So I'm starving.
So you sound like you about to hit the Royals after this or something.
Nah, I'm gonna make something at the crib. I don't know what I'm gonna do, but I'm gonna make something shake. I ain't gonna be happy doing it, but I can't be spending a whole lot of money right now. I ain't gonna hold you.
Hey man, I think
not on unnecessary stuff.
Yeah, I feel you on that. Yeah.
If I can do something at the crib, it's more than spending the money at Royal Farms for the night.
True.
Especially when I'm going to want that spicy tender and I ain't going to get it.
Yeah, because that meal is like $10.
And that spicy is going to hurt me tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Hi. I guess you like me, like the older you've gotten, the spicy don't always agree with you.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But it's only that. Like, usually I'll be good with everything else, but that Ross, it don't miss. I'll be like, yo, why
Taco Bell
am
be
I
getting
like
me.
This? I'd be like, oh, Royals. Nah, Taco Bell ain't never did me wrong.
Taco Bell, I'm usually good with. It's the spicy chicken from Chick-fil-A that be killing me sometimes.
I had that today.
Yeah, I'd be good, and then all of a sudden the next morning, I'm waking up wondering why my stomach is bubbling.
And not.
And then I'm like, that spicy chicken I had yesterday.
Let me ask y'all this, though. We're talking about all this food. Y'all dating a chick that don't know how to cook or doesn't cook?
No.
I can date a chick that don't know how to. But I ain't rolling with the doesn't cook. Because we can work on the don't cook. I will buy you a cookbook and we will make this shake.
I see what you're saying.
I can work with that, somebody that's willing to cook.
To learn how to cook if they don't know what they're doing around the kitchen. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's going to be something I don't do that she ain't going to like and I got to work on too.
Come on, man. Shorty got to do. She got to cook.
But she will cook.
Yeah,
as
like.
The line comes
Yeah, like, I'm not saying you got to cook every night. Nah. You got to be like, feel like you some damn maid or chef or whatever, like, for me. But
I go, you know, back and forth. I'll cook one
that's
night.
That's what I'm saying.
Then.
Like,
I'm interested because I've never, like, lived with a chick before. So I'm interested to see how a chick is going to like my cooking or how I'm going to like her cooking. Because I'm so used to, like, certain stuff. I be seeing people cook food on socials and stuff, and I'm just like,
yeah.
I mean, they look all right, but.
Yeah, I mean, naturally, I think.
I see what you're saying.
The girl's going to probably cook more, but unless, I think like the only
What do
time,
you mean by that?
I said, they're just, my girls are. If they fuck with you enough, they're going to want to cook
for
true.
You.
They
are so going to want to take care. They're going to want to take care.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying it from that shit. If a girl fuck with you, she's going to want to make sure you fed.
Hey, Javon, throw your lefts with your rights.
Come on,
you
man.
You got off that wall. Dang. I give you credit. You got off that rope.
Boy, I ain't never scared. I don't care.
You got off them ropes.
Hey, I'm just saying. But if that's real, like, and it's vice versa. Like, you going to want to do shit for her, but in a different way. But like, usually if a girl really, if you doing your thing, she going to make
cook.
Meals for you. Like, are you hungry? Make sure you ain't hungry or whatever. Like, just little basic shit. Like, and that shit is real. The way to your heart, through our hearts, through our stomach. A lot
facts.
Of times, like, bro, you making sure you fed and shit, like.
I'm always.
That's gonna. We gonna take note of it. Like, damn. Made a little breakfast this morning. Like, you know what I mean?
The breakfast. I'm throw down in breakfast for sure. You gonna get these eggs, baby.
What kind of eggs?
Now, these are kind of hard.
I like cooking the eggs, you know, scrambled. I throw a little bacon grease in there to cook with it.
Oh, you sick with
so
it.
So they're a little, they ain't runny, but, you know, they got a little, you know.
That nigga threw the bacon grease.
I learned that from my grandmother.
Go crazy.
Grammy.
Shout out to her.
Hey, I just need a good chunk of cheese in mine, please. Thank you.
See, baby going to be like, let me get some cheese in my eggs. Baby, I don't do no cheese in my eggs. You're going to get these eggs as is.
This nigga. Hey, how you, I don't even know what to say.
I just don't do cheese in my eggs, man.
You like the egg?
Like the egg, salt and pepper, a little garnish.
The whole egg or just like the yolk or the egg white?
I'll do the whole egg.
Some people I've been learning, you know, wishy-washy with the whole egg.
Yeah, I whisk that joint up. I'm still trying to, I've done it a few times, but I don't do it all the time, where, you know, you crack it with one hand and...
I don't even try. I'm going to stick to the basics.
Really? How y'all crack your egg?
Regular?
Oh, really?
How you crack your eggs? You do it one hand?
Yeah. On a flat surface.
This nigga make it seem like doing it one hand is the normal way.
I thought it was.
No, nigga.
Excuse me.
You don't see niggas just cracking it with one
hand. Yeah, I also don't see niggas cooking, so I don't be knowing.
Oh, shit. I'm like, bro.
Have I ever seen you cook eggs? No. Have I seen this nigga cook eggs? No.
Yeah.
Lie again.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Niggas cooking eggs.
Also, what I've seen is probably Lyft.
Yeah.
But I didn't watch him.
Yeah.
I just know he made them.
I think he had two hands on the eggs. Yeah.
Yeah, the one hand joint. Trust me.
That's
a technique.
Growing up, when I was used to go to Brandon's spot, man. That nigga was a pro at that joint. He'd be like, I'm like, this nigga nice with it.
He a chef or something?
Nah, he just, that nigga was nice.
Just one of them ones.
It's probably one of the things I probably could have taught myself and I just never.
It's not that. If you just got to do it,
I promise you, y'all can do it.
That's what I'm saying. Don't look hard. It's just like I literally just never tried to learn it.
Like sometimes I try, I get it one out of four times if I'm trying. Mm.
I see my mom do it.
That's the best success rate, but you try.
That's the real reason why I did. I see my mom do it. I was like, "What are you? That's how you do that?"
Because
she did it again. I was like, "Oh, I gotta do that."
Got you.
See, can't you let yours on me. The flat. That's probably why I don't crack mine on the flat surface. I crack it on the corner of the bowl I'm about to whisk it in.
Mm-mm. Flat surface.
Flat surface. Okay.
Cheat code.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because it's probably when you do it one hand on the corner, it probably breaks too much.
It goes into the.
There you go. It indents it.
Yeah.
When you just do it on a flat surface,
it just cracks it. So I guess you
toss the shell in my little thing.
Your hands do the rest.
Yes.
I'm going to have a whole egg on the counter.
And you were moving your hand to do something. It's the same process.
That shit.
Your fingers already move. You just don't know it.
Gotcha.
Think about when you're playing a game and how your hands just move naturally without you paying attention. Or if you type and you're not paying attention to the keyboards.
I'm a master typer.
See? So if you think, you can crack an egg with one hand.
You put your fingers on it like you're supposed to? ADS.
I start out.
F or whatever.
I start out like that.
I mean.
I start out like that.
Pinky, J-K-L.
Pinky on the comma, on the semicolon.
Yeah.
See?
I ain't did that since eighth grade.
I be typing, I be looking away.
Oh, no, I'm definitely the peck man.
I'll type a whole paragraph without looking.
Nice. Deadass?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I'm good with that with the numbers.
That's when I'm...
No, I'm definitely looking.
That's
I'm looking at that keyboard.
Yeah, I be like...
Yeah.
Crunching them numbers.
I hate the numbers on the top of the keyboard, though. Them joints is trash.
I'd rather use
the num lock, the numbers.
Yeah,
that's me. I'll be getting that joint like this. We doing what?
But you know, some joints, though, they have it flip flop. Like sometimes the seven's up top, sometimes the one is up top. Or it's just.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Dang, how do I like mine to be? Do I want the seven at the top?
I like the.
Yeah, I want the seven at the top.
Damn, what's mine at? I think mine at work. Damn, I can't even think. Whatever, it don't matter.
I don't know. Yeah.
But master typer, man, look. After this pile, let's do it. I'm going to do a typing test.
Typing test. Yo, when the last time you did one of them joints where they test, the speed of your...
Typing?
Yeah.
It's been in school. I did that one time for a job interview, years ago. But...
They made you do a typing test? Oh, shit. That sounds like some old school shit right there.
I don't know if I got the job.
I couldn't tell you the last time I did it. It had to be. It was something with school.
That's
all I can tell you. I've never done it for
I know I
work.
Yeah, I'm about to say I haven't even taken a typing type class or anything in year, so.
I type every single day, all day, so.
Secondhand to you now.
Yeah, it's just it's nothing. Meanwhile, typing fun.
Really? I never heard of that.
Typing's pretty fun.
Better than writing.
Yeah. Yeah, my handwriting be trash sometimes. I got to get in a rhythm of handwriting.
I already know my handwriting ain't the greatest.
Signature nice, though. I'm like, once I one with my signature, signature be fire, though. I got good cursive, too. I'll say that.
My cursive is
go crazy. I feel confident in my cursive, too. I ain't going to hold you. I feel cursive. Very confident in my cursive. I air now and then, I just do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just.
I was so glad to get out of the grades when you had to do cursive, bro.
Dog, that shit was pointless. Fuck, you don't use it at all. Like,
at
maybe
all.
In. You know, to sign your name. It. You know that kids, they don't teach the kids it no more.
Yeah, you yeah, heard. Use this shit to sign your name. And now you sign it electronically and shit.
Like, I'm going to teach my
or,
kid
or
cursive.
Or you can just do the wiggle.
Yeah, like.
Do one letter of the first name, and then the rest is just squiggles.
Well, I think for me, when I sign, like, you know, like tabs and shit, I usually do, like, little cursive J, maybe a little A squiggle, EV.
My joints be trash on a little sign here. Nah. Yeah. I don't be caring about those.
Yeah, like my last name, I actually maybe. Yeah, like those shits, I don't care. But like on an actual receipt, then yeah, I'll like sign my last name out. Mm. But my first name is abbreviated, kind of.
I write my J away my eighth grade teacher wrote my J. So I don't use a cursive J like I would normally do. I use a different J because my eighth grade English teacher did this with my. I was like, it's kind of nice. So I'm going to use that. So the way I write my J is different. It's not a typical J.
I'll see if I can find. Like you said, I be writing my shit all the time.
Yeah, I gotten used to it.
Writing your name is fun. Anyway.
You know you're bored when you start writing your name.
Yeah, I be at work, boy. I'm like, oh, shit.
I'm like, bro, I ain't never said I was going to write my name. It's fun. But I be bored sometimes. I might just want to see how good my handwriting is or some dumb shit like that.
Just got to get it off one time.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing too critical. You just want to get it off.
Damn, I did write some stuff. Nope, not my handwriting.
Yo.
Or not my.
I'm reading one of the things that one of the listeners, Brian.
What up, Brian?
What up, B?
Appreciate you for sending in some suggestions for us.
Yeah,
that
man.
That part.
This man. One of his things, he said something about what Drea paying homage to her doctor because they got it right.
Her body crazy.
Nah, a lot of people think her shit natural. It's not, but fucking fire. Phenomenal. That's all I got to say. Like, whoever did her BBL, you should win a Pulitzer Prize. Because you sculpted that shit perfect. That shit don't look real, fake at all. Like, honestly, like, she got probably one of the best, like, enhanced bodies I've seen.
Nah, her joint nice.
Shout out to Tyrod.
For me, man, Tyrod who? Taylor?
Yeah.
He date her?
Yeah.
Oh, shout out to the 7-5.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Damn, she take it. Well, she engaged or someone.
So wasn't it to Orlando from the Cowboys?
Orlando Scandrick, yeah. I forgot all about that. Shit. Orlando Scandrick. I wonder what happened with that.
I couldn't tell you.
Who knows?
I don't have the answers.
Who knows? Phenomenal body, though.
You know what? That's where we going. You saw that new Tiger and Doja Cat video? Doja.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I ain't really feeling Doja right now, man. She need her weight back, bro. She too skinny now.
Huh?
She too skinny now. Trust me. Go back and see. Look at her from.
I mean,
two,
I
three
know
years
how
ago.
She looked now or then, but
them
now?
Shits was man. Bro.
Okay. I haven't seen it, so I can't help.
She done lost
why
a lot of weight.
Doja Cat's
like 2-3 years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's slim now. In my opinion.
Hmm.
She is a little slimmer,
she's
but
slimmer.
I mean,
like, compared to how
good,
she was,
though.
She slimmed down a lot. Like, you can see it in her face and everything. Like,
okay.
She lost a lot of weight.
Somebody was trying to get her. She went on social media going at somebody for trying to body shame her or something like that, saying she got work done or something.
Yeah, I don't know about no work done. She don't like she got work done at all. She just, like, she lost weight.
Oh.
Like, you could definitely, this even, like, it's plain as day. She lost, I don't know how much weight, but she lost a lot of weight. So, I mean, she still looks good and everything, but I feel like now right there.
Going crazy.
Wow.
Shout out to Dilla.
Hold on. Y'all peep this though?
Who that?
I'm bad.
Oh, you talking about the chick that look like Dej Lo?
Everybody had the street.
I knew that one, but damn. I seen her real page.
See, man, stuff like that, when they look like, it's too much, man. Like,
that had me dying.
No, nah, but another joint that Brian brought, he was like, day parties versus nightclubbing. Shit.
As I get older.
Got older, give me a day party, bro, any day over nightclubbing, any day. Give me a fire day party any day at this age.
Yeah, the nighttime joint.
I don't even want to wait late to party half the time now. I'm like, bro, I better just do this shit now, get out the way, and I'm chilling by the night.
I'm 50-50, man. Sometimes it just depends on the crowd. Like, I don't go club. I'll say I don't like really going clubbing, but I can find like a nice little lounge or a bar to go to at night with some good music. So, but that, like, being in the actual club, nah, I'm good.
The club left me a while back. Like, it's got to be, like, a reason I'm in this club. If I'm out of town or something
that's
like
one
that.
That's time I'm in a club right, for
cool.
Real.
Like, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Because also, they club ain't no club. It's big.
Yeah, exactly.
So, it's roomy. It ain't like you in a box and they calling it a club.
If you're in a section, it's actually, like, a section. It's not, like, area.
But they place out here now, they be trying to call themselves lounges just so they don't get that club stigma or whatever. But
that's because everything around here that ends up a club get shut down.
Unfortunately.
Name change.
Yeah, it's either gonna get rebranded or just gonna get straight up shut down, like Culture, Sweet to 100, and all these other little spots and stuff that.
See, those is like, for me, those are like lounges.
In my opinion, I would say I agree with what you're saying, but for our area, that's a club.
Yeah.
I ain't never been a Culture.
You ain't missing anything. Yeah, exactly.
That shit was little as hell, like everything else around here. Crowded as a bitch.
I think the time I went there,
the happy hour was during the day.
Trash.
Like, Sweet to 100, their happy hour was good, but they were like not taking for like long to make their drinks and shit. Like, they were making drinks at a good rate and stuff like that. It, like, the drinks was good. They were cheap. They were, like, $2 for, like, a well.
Man,
and
that I one time.
The wings were, like, 75 cents. But besides that, it was.
Service was ass.
That's what I'm saying. When the service was. I've been there when the service was good. It was straight. But I've been there when the service was slow, too, and it was, like, annoying. So, when the service was good, it was straight. I would only go there for, like, happy hour, get me some wings, a couple drinks, have me a little light, little. $30 or under tab, and I'm out. Like, I won't really there for like the whole night move for too much.
And I don't like really being out until like 2 a.m. as much no more. Like,
yeah.
I need to be home. Like,
that's me. Like, unless I'm out of town, that's literally the only time I will be out late for real.
Now, and if I'm enjoying myself, cool. But if it's like,
yeah, like on a regular basis, I'm in the house on the weekend by like midnight or maybe even before sometimes.
Day drinking be tiring me out though, like, unfortunately, but.
I mean, I feel like when I'm home, I'd rather just day drink because, like, what is there to really do too much at night anyway, late night?
It's
like,
more money.
That's what I'm saying. I'd rather just go out and do shit during the day and get it out the way, and then I'm home at, like, 11:30,
11 o'clock. I don't mind going out sometimes. Music is better at night sometimes. So
that's true. I just get impatient nowadays. I feel like, I think that's really what it is. I just be like, man, if I ain't doing nothing by like 11 o'clock, I don't even want to do nothing. Like, honestly, sometimes I'm like.
Yeah, by a certain time, like, nah.
Like, think about it. Back in the day, like, sometimes we wouldn't even make a move to like
11:30.
Now I'm like, bro, if I'm not doing nothing by like 10 o'clock, I might not be doing shit.
If I've been in the crib all day, I'm like, nah, I got to get out. Like, sometimes I might stab out. Like, if I'm doing solo moves, sometimes I stab out, like, 11:30, stay till 1, leave.
That makes sense, too, because since you remote now, too.
Yeah.
You be in the crib the whole day, so you be like, man, it's getting stuffy. Yeah. And you gonna need a step.
Yeah, it ain't like us. Like, we actually still be going out to work.
Apex ain't doing it for me. I ain't about to be on this game all night.
Man, you especially if it's frustrating.
Oh, yeah, I got a couple bad games in a row. Like, all right, I'm turning this shit off.
Bucko.
I turn that shit off quick.
I ain't gonna lie, I almost tossed my controller yesterday. I threw a bad interception. First, I got mossed. pretty nasty. I just didn't play it right. And the player I had shouldn't have matched up with that player, but yeah, I tried.
Should have played the ball, played the receiver.
Yeah, should have swatted it.
Yeah. Sometimes trying to go for the
moss. He caught it right. I said, okay, cool. Then I threw an interception. I thought I threw a touch pass and threw a bullet. Oh.
Linebacker.
This controller.
Jimmy Garoppolo did.
Hey, boy. Launch. It almost hit the launch zone.
Hey, man. Don't do it.
No, you'd I didn't. Like, no.
Let's say you'd be like me.
No, not with them Xbox controllers. Half-broke
controller you can't even use.
See, I did that. That's why my PlayStation controllers don't work.
AR and controllers is another thing. Them shits are expensive as hell.
$70. They cost as much as the game.
More than the game.
Controllers shouldn't cost that much.
Like, bro, like $65, $70 for a controller?
And it'd be the plain controller. Be like the cool kitted one.
Now, I will say the PS5's controllers, you know, they got a lot of enhanced shit in there, so I get it. But it's still a lot of money.
The PS4 controller was high, too.
It was $60.
That's high.
$60, $65. Bro, the game is $60.
That's high, bro.
I'm not saying it's not, but I'm just...
Like, I feel you. I get what you're saying. Like, now the controllers have all this technology and it kind of like how the cars, but think like about a basic it.
We never used to pay more for the controller than the game. At least I don't remember doing
it. It's ridiculous.
It used to be like, what, maybe $40, $50? Like
$30, $40 for a controller. Like, even a used one is expensive. Even a used one's over $50.
I would never get a used controller. You have stick drift in a week.
If it make it that long.
Shit, games and just... Everything's just high now, bro. I remember when like PlayStation 1 games was $40.
Well, I mean, that's...
Look, I'm not the one who's buying these super edition games, $100.
Oh, no.
Hell no. Give me the base model, and I will figure this shit out.
Only game I've ever done that for was 2K20. And that's only because like I played my team a lot at that point, and it was actually kind of worth it. It came with like a bunch of shit.
I've done it twice. I did it for Madden 1 year, same reason I was playing Mutt, and it came with like a lot of packs, and I was like, that's kind
of with
my
team. Yeah, it came with a lot of packs in the beginning, so I was like, I might spend a little money in the beginning anyway.
So you gonna double down? Like, cause I'm in my head, I'm gonna put a 20 in.
Yeah.
Like no matter what, like back when I was like playing Madden, like Mutt and whatnot, I was putting a 20 in for it, Ultimate Team. I'm putting a dub in just to get something. So if I'm going to spend $10 more and I'm going to get like twice the amount of packs that I would have got, plus I get all these other perks, and you get like a player in the beginning and all that. And hey, bro, like I'm rolling. But the only other one I did for was MLB. I bought the maxed out edition when Ken Griffey was on the cover.
Oh, nice.
Whole thing. I didn't care. Ken Griffey my favorite player outside of that. I didn't play with the Yankees. Yeah, but
Ken Griffey that.
Come on. You know, so that I bought that with no hesitation. No hesitation. Because... to me, that was a collectible item.
Yeah.
It was more than just a, you know, like, as you know, like, when one of your players is a part of one of the, you know, the cover
athletes. One of your favorite games and stuff.
And it was MLB. I loved MLB. So I was just like, you know what? But outside of that, going forward, yeah, right. I wait for that joint. Man, you're lucky I'll be buying games now. I'll be waiting for it to hit Game Pass. I'll be looking at a game come out. If I think about I wanted it, and I'll be like, come on, nope, I ain't buying it. Like MLB last year, dropped on Game Pass day one. Beautiful. You love to see it. Save me $60 or $70 or whatever.
I want to beat that.
Come on.
The new Horizon game, but I'm like, I still ain't beat the first one. Looks great. I'm like,
you know me. I don't know it. I've seen it, though. I think I seen Glove play it. But I seen this Elden Ring game. I watched that for a little bit. What's his name? Trevor had it. Whatever his name is on YouTube. T. Martin, or whatever.
That I saw him. He doesn't really know what he's doing.
I watched like a third of it, and I was like, yeah, he ain't going to never play this again.
I started watching Staycation play it. Sometimes it'll just come across my timeline. People be getting slaughtered up there. It's kind of like when Brandon fought the little wizard. You see that all the time. Like people be getting thrashed on that game. Shit is hilarious.
I kind of want to play it.
Hell no. That's one of them games I'm watching people play. I'm not playing
it. I'll play it when it hit the Game Pass.
Because
I won't buy it.
I don't know.
I download it for the
going on. That Game Pass shit is cheat code.
For the bling. Boy, I'll be playing.
Man, like, PlayStation going to have to do something. I mean, they got their little Game Pass, but I don't think they use it the same way the Xbox does.
Xbox has a catalog.
They give you like old game. They don't really use it for new games. Yeah. or new releases.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying. Like, y'all getting, like, actual, like, new release
we
games.
We get day one games, and then after a few months, the game come on Game Pass. Like, right now, Madden on Game Pass. Like, how you get that? Like, bro, Madden came out
I
in
forgot
August.
What PlayStation
like, 6 months,
called.
And then it'll be on the Game Pass.
PlayStation Now or something.
I seen it pop up on my email or whatnot, but... And I got the Game Pass out of deal, so it's like, I think it's $4.99 for me. Something like that per month. It's $4.99. Wonderful deal.
No, that's a steal.
Wonderful. The fact when I found that it was $4.99, I said, well, if I buy MLB for $60, I just spent that on the Game Pass and I still get a game. So everything else I download or I play up here is free technically. Come on, I could eat $5. Or I could have bought a Little Caesars. I'm ready. Well, it is March 2nd as we're recording this on this good old Wednesday. We just recently had Black History Month on February, shortest month in the year that a lot of people would say. But if a lot of people do not know, though, the funny thing about February is the Romans are actually the reason why the days in February went backwards. My little fun fact for the day.
What's up?
So they actually wanted to enjoy their birthday month longer. That's why certain months have 31 days. Every month was actually only supposed to have 30. So they pulled days from February to get to certain 31 days in a month. That was the beginning of why they pulled February days.
Interesting.
I want to say it's Julius Caesar, but I could be wrong. But I want to say it's him. I just could be very wrong. But yeah, he pulled days from February. You had to pull days from somewhere.
I would hate my birthdays on the 29th on a leap year.
I think that'd be pretty hard.
Yeah, I went to, I know this girl. Shout out to Roxanne, North from Harlem, elementary school, high school, all that stuff. She's probably the only person I knew personally that her birthday was on February 29th. And it was always like a joke that she's like, oh, I'm only 4 years old. Some dumb
That's
shit. Like, you know, like in school. But
yeah,
I remember that like vividly like when we were just talking about that. Because I remember we used to always talk about like, oh, dang, your birthday is on the 29th.
So what was you celebrate on the 1st?
I think she would just normally celebrate on the 28th.
28th. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Until like it actually happened on like a leap year, and then she would celebrate.
I'm going crazy on a leap year.
Yeah, but then you know that's only about every 4 years.
Yeah,
just crazy. I wouldn't be mad at it though.
Shout out to my sister too. Her birthday was today.
I seen.
Hey, happy birthday!
Yeah, nephews was yesterday. Mom's coming up Saturday.
Damn.
Yeah, March birthday is nasty, bro. Nasty.
My cousin's birthday coming up. Shout out to Q.
Oh, what up, Q?
Shout out to Q, man.
I'm up.
Pisces be going crazy.
I need to get him out here.
I like that. Let's do it.
I'm trying to think if there's any more because it's just a lot of them, man. God damn.
You talking about what, Pisces?
Yeah.
No, I don't know about that astrology bullshit. All that's bullshit to me.
It is bullshit, but I'm just saying. I just know when they fall. I don't really follow it.
Only know a few months. Like, I didn't know March people were Pisces.
Me neither.
I don't know where Aries like are, Cancers.
It's like late February, early March people.
I know like Leo, Virgo.
See, I don't know Leo.
Capricorn, Aquarius, and Scorpio.
I know Sagittarius.
That's what I got for you.
Taurus. You said Taurus. Oh, you didn't?
Taurus is like late April.
Yeah, early May.
You got Geminis.
That's right after, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who's June people?
Cancers, and I think Leos.
No, those be like
Leos.
Leos are July.
Yeah, Leos is in July and early August.
So it's Cancers and who is it? Oh, I think it might be Gemini and Cancers. I don't know.
I know when people be like, it's such and such season. I'm like, shut the hell up, please.
Yo, some people really into that astrology stuff.
People's like, what's your sign? Like, oh, that's why you be. I'm like,
I ask people, I'm like, yo, so like, how do so and so act? Like, I'm a Virgo. I'm like, so how do you think Virgos like act? Like, just to see like what they'll say, like to see if it matches up with what I've heard other people saying. Like, I'll be lying
to people. People are like, what's your sign? I'll be like, I say everything but my whatever sign you want me to be, that's my sign.
I think next time somebody asks me, I'm gonna tell them
just lie,
random ass sign that I wouldn't even think of. I'm saying my Aries,
and they're gonna be like, yep, that's
yeah,
why.
You got just like, when I be like, I'm a Virgo, you dumb.
You dumb fuck.
You doof.
He doubled down. Adrian really wanted to double down on that.
I hate that. Right, if that's one thing I do hate is people who are big and... Oh, I hate that shit, man.
That nigga
growl. Serious? Balling his fist up?
Arthur over here.
Goodness gracious, man.
I don't hate it, but it's just like...
It's annoying.
I don't mind it. I guess because I don't really talk to too many people that are like that deep into it.
Yeah, I don't know a lot of people that's too deep, but it's just one of the things you just hear and see from time to time. And some people like are really more into it than others. That's all.
I just shout my month out when it's time.
Like, that's what Aquarius, I do.
I'll be like, yo, Aquarius gang. Like, if somebody tell me their birthday is like around mine and they say they in Aquarius, I'll be like, oh, Aquarius gang, we out. That's it, though. But yeah. Like, I don't
same
make
thing.
It a
oh,
skeptical.
Virgo? Cool, dope.
You don't see me on the Twitters. Yo, Aquarius season, we out here.
Like, I'm more like, I ride more for my month versus my sign.
Let's see what you're saying.
Okay. That's cool. It's cool, bro.
School story, bro.
School,
cool
bro.
Story, bro.
Breath.
Nah, F everybody else.
Hey, boy, speaking of breath, Top Boy coming back. I don't know when it's coming out. I think it's coming out next month or something like that.
Word.
I should check it out, man.
I should.
You got to go back to the old joint.
I watched a little bit of the first season, like a while ago.
The first season, like the new first season or the old first season?
I forgot it's two different things, man. Yeah. I don't know.
Should have saw that man face. He was like,
the Netflix one?
Yeah, like, the Netflix one.
It was like, calculate
the numbers. I'm like, I forgot. When he said, I'm like, I dead ass forgot it was two different Top Boys.
Because they, man, that shit was so weird. Like, it came out like back in like early last decade or whatever.
Don't remember. Yeah. I'm talking about the Netflix one.
Yeah. Then they brought it back and they like, it's still called Top Boy, but they like renamed it. They renamed the old one or whatever. So it's like, great show though. It's coming back. I'm gonna be watching that. Snowfall.
Snowfall, we out here, y'all.
Shout out to Franklin Saint. That nigga in the streets.
The one. Shout out to Frank.
This season should be good though.
It's gearing up. I'm glad they gave us two episodes week one. That was cool. I ain't like I said,
they did
that
last. They did that last season too.
I want around. I ain't know.
Welcome, brother.
It's my first time around, you know what I'm saying?
I think Atlanta might do the same thing.
I believe it. I like that they shooting both seasons right now, too.
Are they?
I heard.
I wonder how they got Zaza overseas. Like, what was the story behind that?
Zaza.
Zazie Beats. What's her name?
Zazie.
That's one of my tops.
Yeah, she cute. I like her.
I'm here for it. I'm here for Atlanta. It's going to be four seasons. And that's it. They announced that was it. They was like, they got green lighted for their fourth season, and they was like, fourth season will be their last. But of course, three hadn't came out yet.
I mean, the way that it's going, I don't see it going past four. Like,
it doesn't make sense to go past it.
Because the trajectory of Paperboy is, that's kind of the
premise.
Yeah.
Like, you can switch it up some, but that's where it's at. There's no need to overdo something. If it works, it works. You don't
They've
have
been
to
gone
keep
for a minute though.
They have.
It's been like at least 2 years, maybe three.
Man, I think it's three.
Shit, gone for a minute. Stranger Things, bro. These niggas about to be fucking.
See, I ain't never
grown
watched
ass.
This. I, ain't got
I think they shot two seasons as well, two back to back.
They might at this point. Shit. They might as well.
I
what?
Said, ain't one day kids like.
Yeah, when that shit first started out, they were like little
they old,
kids.
Yeah, they older now.
Like. The black dude, Caleb, he got to be pushing 20 now. Or, like, dead ass. Like, I think the youngest one is probably the girl, 11. And she's, like, 16 now, 17.
Yeah, them niggas getting
like,
old.
When she first came out, she was, like, 12.
Like, they all looked young back
yeah,
in the day.
Yeah, when it first came out. When it first came out, what, 2018?
Maybe
17 or 18, I think. And you would think only, you know, 3-4 years, but when you a kid, 3-4 years is a lot of time.
Especially if they're 12, now they 5 years later, they 7, niggas is old.
Yeah.
You got to think, too, when they were shooting that, they might have been older than what you know.
That, too, yeah.
You never know how old they are.
Yeah, or when they shooting it, they young, but when it comes out, it's like
they could
6 months later.
They could be trying to shop a pilot for somebody to pick it up.
True.
Especially at that time. Series wasn't just popping out there and not, you know, like that. You had to have something.
I don't know. Like, the buzz that are on that show is, like, non-existent right now.
Yeah, it kind of, it'll come back.
I mean, COVID fucked it up, though, because they were supposed to come out during COVID or, like.
Oh, really?
Or so I think they were filming, and then that COVID came, and then it kind of, like, post-paint. Yeah. And I think they were just starting to film the new shit, too. So I think that's kind of what, like, postponed a lot of stuff that they had, you know, they didn't even, like, really get into it.
Euphoria kind of got like that, too. They just finished their season, though. It was good. The last two episodes, though, I know y'all don't watch it, but the last two episodes, I feel like they could have been better, but overall, a great season. I think they said they're coming back 2024.
It went by fast as hell.
It started like January. They did like 9 weeks.
It's crazy, like, when we watch episodes, watch shows now, how, like, shorter the seasons are.
It felt like, I'm like, bro, it seemed like everybody was just talking about this shit. Now it's like, oh, it's over.
Like, a lot of old shows we used to watch, they used to have, like, at least 15, 18 episodes in certain
yeah.
seasons.
Yeah.
Now it's 9, 10.
But they take, like, mid-season breaks. So, like, look at, what's that drunk called? The Walking Dead. They still do, like, the 19, 20-episode seasons, but they going to cut that shit for, like, at least a month, and they'll be back for, like...
Walking Dead is a perfect example. But, like, many shows don't follow that bridge. Because, like, even if they do multiple... Even if they do a mid-season break and ain't a lot of episodes, like Ozark. Ozark taking a mid-season break right now, technically. Mm-hmm. But it's only, like, 4 or 5 more episodes left.
Really?
Yeah, it ain't like...
It ain't going to give you another 7?
I don't think so. I think the last time I saw it was 5.
Hey,
but
Ozark, though?
Fire.
Marty Bird?
Marty Bird, GOAT.
Come on, man. You watch Ozark?
Like the first season.
You should catch back up on that.
Ozark go crazy, boy.
It starts off slow, but mid-season, like, once the, it's a point where the old man, after that, that's when it, like,
it swings.
The old man with the crazy late wife?
Nah, not him. The one that they was living in his basement, or they was living in his house. He was in the basement.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a pivotal point, like, half a year, that guy.
Oh. Hey, Marty Bird, the GOAT, man. I love when he get in an argument with Wendy. I ain't saying that to spoil the show. When him and Wendy go back and forth, he just be like, well, Wendy.
He was like, Wendy, what the fuck are you doing? He just be like after the kids, like, the kid will say something or do something wild because of the mom. And then as soon as the kids leave out, because he be trying to, like, play a PC. But as soon as the kids leave, he be like, Wendy, what the fuck was that? Like, he just be telling her about herself.
Or he'd be so nonchalant. Like, she was like, I'm trying to fix our family and put us all back apart. And he'd be like, well.
I got bigger things to worry about right now.
He put his hands in his pocket. She'd be like, well, shrug. And I'd be dead weak, bruh. Like,
you think he care about getting... Didn't she cheat on him?
Yeah.
Yeah, that nigga don't care. Like, family, man, you fucked this shit up.
Hey, Marty be having
me. Did he catch her or something, too?
He caught her.
Man, you think I want to fix that shit?
Who was the dude that jumped out the building? Was that the dude that he was having that she was having the affair with?
Might have been. It was. But yeah, one way or the other, Ozark go crazy, though.
Dog, if people would just listen to Marty Bird,
it wouldn't
be a show.
I was just about to say that we wouldn't have Ozark. We'd have Chicago. That's what we would have. Would have never went to Ozark.
Nah. What's the name? I watched because I don't watch movies like that for no more. Last night or the night before. Anyway, I watched Kingsman, the new Kingsman movie. It was pretty cool.
I never seen the first one.
Yeah, I can't help you.
Oh, I know what you're talking about, but I never.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It was two.
They went back in time to the origin of how it started and everything. Mm. It's pretty cool.
It looked like a cool movie. I just never got around to watching it. Interesting.
It's a lot of violence and action.
Is it any gore?
A lot of gore.
Whoa.
Just give it a shot.
It's on Netflix? I'm asking.
The newest one is on, surprisingly, it came out a couple months ago, like Christmas. And it's on Hulu.
Mm. But Hulu be getting stuff quick.
But the other ones, they might be on Hulu as well. So.
I got Hulu. Shit, I don't really use it like that, though.
I be trying, but.
I did watch regular show. I ain't gonna lie. I binged it. Call it what you want. I binged it. I just had to know what all happened. I used to watch it, and then I would catch back into it, but it would be, I would miss a couple episodes, and I'd be confused. Because
you can, like, it wasn't until maybe, like, the last two seasons the way you had to watch it to kind of know the story.
Yeah, like, beforehand, it was episodes. But, like, character placement you were confused about.
Yeah.
But until season 7, there was no continuous. But then when it started, you were like, wait a minute, it's a real show. Like, you started watching it, like, this is a real actual show.
Best cartoon, man. Like,
Goated.
I used to watch it a little bit.
That And for me, is that and Phineas Ferb, like as far as like past maybe like 15 years or so, Phineas Ferb and Regular Show, man. Phineas Ferb is, it's kitty, but.
I heard, you know, came from Rocco, so I respect it. You know what I mean?
I watched for them a little bit.
I ain't never watch it because it was.
What, Phineas and Ferb?
Yeah, I watched them
Disney,
a little bit.
Right?
Yeah.
That's why I ain't never watch it.
I would play them before I would go to sleep on Netflix back in the day. But then sometimes I catch myself like actually watching it. Nah, Johnny Test is my shit.
I couldn't get into that.
Nah, I used to be going. I used to be watching some
that
Johnny
was cool,
Test,
though. Bro. I did watch it, though, but it wasn't like, I don't watch it just because I'm.
Johnny Test.
Wasn't that
Johnny
the talking dog?
I've heard that before. That's the little kid with the weird hair.
With the fire looking hair.
Yeah, okay. I remember. Like I've
Johnny
seen it
Test,
before.
Boy.
Was it cool? Didn't he have twin sisters?
Twin sisters. They were smart as hell, like scientist chicks.
Yeah. It wasn't awful. I could watch it every now and again. You know, Goated, though? The first Teen Titans.
Okay. Yeah.
Teen Titans Go? Teen Titans? Oh.
It was dark.
Teen Titans went crazy.
Because that one dude in the bronze and black outfit, that nigga be giving them niggas work.
He be giving Robin all he can get.
I ain't gonna lie. I used to watch Teen Titans Go, too.
I ain't never watched that.
I don't even know why.
I saw a few episodes. I was just like, it was like a little, lot more like kiddish.
I used
Dragon
to like
Ball Z Kai.
That's
what that
the
was.
Amazing World of Dragon Ball. I mean, Dragon Ball Gumball.
Nah, I never liked
couldn't
that.
Couldn't get into that.
I used to watch that sometimes, like early in the morning.
Didn't do it.
For I think it was, I'd be getting ready for like work or something. And I'd be watching.
Just
it.
Be on. Oh, getting ready for work. Yeah. Then watch Chowder. That wasn't my shit either. What's the Imaginary Foster joint? That was cool, though.
Oh, it was young.
That was
cool. It was younger when that was out. I won't mad at that show. It wasn't a whole lot of cartoons I can really remember that I was watching after a certain point. Regular Show was like my last one.
That was your last little hoorah.
Because it wasn't really a cartoon in my point either. It was like, it wasn't adult oriented. It was kind of like how people would say like SpongeBob, but it was a little bit more because everybody in that show was adults.
True.
When you look at Regular Show, there was no kids. Like if you compare Regular Show and Adventure Time, like a lot of people love Adventure Time. Adventure Time was the kid version. It was kid. Yeah. Like Finn and whatnot is a kid.
True.
But Mordecai and Rigby, they are adults.
Yeah. Grown ass.
Mordecai
animals.
Is an art school dropout. Like they real like with jobs and like responsibilities and stuff. So
the park.
They were just slackers. So that's what made it easy for it to blend. Slacker. I watch that show too much. Lately.
What's what? Because that's what. Ben what's the name? Always say. What's that nigga name? Benson.
Hey yo.
He said Mordecai and Rigby.
Hey, when he get red. Hey, when he get red.
It's a funny show, dog. Like it's
funny though. I ain't gonna hold you, boy. I be weird.
That nigga with the big ass head.
The gumball as a head.
I think he might be talking about Pops.
Oh yeah, that's.
Oh yeah, I'm about to say. I think it is two Pops, different people talking about
Pops.
What?
You learn about Pops though.
Oh yeah.
Pops get busy later. Anyway, you said Skips. We about to say something.
Yeah, shout out to Skips. My least favorite character probably is. It's probably what's it? High Five Ghost.
You don't like High Five Ghost?
He cool, but he just.
He ain't that big of a character. I didn't think he was.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, Mordo, my guy, man.
For real, you like Mordecai?
Mordecai, he the GOAT, man.
Yeah.
Mordecai, the GOAT, man.
For him, is him and probably Skips. I fuck with Skips.
Because
Skips, like, he just do what he need to do and he stay out the way.
He just know everything, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's like he know a guy that know a guy that know a guy. He be like, yo, Skips, can you do such and such? Hey, you got $20. You got gas money. And you got some string. Like, Skips will fix the wildest problem ever.
How you feel about Futurama coming back?
Listen.
I didn't know that was coming back.
Let off the gunshots. The second run, we're going to do this again. Because last time it came back on Comedy Central, now they doing it on Hulu, and it's going to get done right.
So it came back, and it was continuing the last time it came back? Or was it like just...
It wasn't a continuation, but it was a continuation, if that makes sense. They didn't continue from the last plot that the last episode was, because also Futurama isn't a continuous show either.
Yeah, it's one of those.
So, you know.
Episode by episode.
There you go. But yeah, man, Futurama, that's actually one of my favorite shows of all time. No debate. I had the box sets. Like, you know, I was wild. Bender the Goat. Shout out to Twitter, man. I ain't going to hold you, man. The Bender Gate. Bro, when they didn't let the original voice caster of Bender was coming back, they threw like an uproar.
Wait, so it was he didn't want to do it or they didn't want him to do it?
They never came to him to offer him his role back.
What?
or I don't know what happened. Maybe it was like a money issue. They never announced it. They just said that he wasn't going to be Bender. So everybody went and was like, we're not watching it without that. Like, he's the biggest character. Yeah. Like, or he's the most rememberable character. Shout out to Fry.
Yeah. Is that his name? Is just Fry?
Yeah, it's Fry.
Okay. That just sounded weird saying it.
Saying Fry. So, but it's lit. It's back up. He's going to be on the show now, so we back up. I'm going to be watching it like if it's Snowfall. I love Futurama, bro. For what reason, I don't know.
I used to watch that shit a lot at night. That was one of them shows I watched at night.
That was one of them shows why I stayed up too late when I needed to go to school in the morning the next day. Oh, my stupid self. Watching Bender. Bender the GOAT. That's the real reason why I like Futurama. Bender the GOAT.
Is he the robot?
Yeah.
Yo, he the robot. He ain't drinking. He got the 5 o'clock shadow. He got rusty. Bro, I was a kid. Weak as hell back in the day, boy. That show was old. And okay, I love The Simpsons, and it's a spinoff from The Simpsons. Yeah, so it worked itself out. I ain't tripping on none of that. That's all I got, though.
That's all I got.
I ain't got nothing else.
One of y'all want close? Y'all want me to close it out?
I'll let you have it.
All right, good people. We appreciate y'all tuning in to another non-sports episode. We hope y'all had as much fun as we had recording this episode or whatnot. This is officially 155 in the making. Please make sure you go into the description of the podcast as we still selling these beanies. I know we said the weather breaking a little bit, but you can always use a beanie. Beanies go through all the way through the month of March. That's for sure, for sure.
And it is Virginia weather.
Let's talk about it.
And April, you know.
Like, come on. I mean, the weather ain't going to be really, you know, warm till at least May.
Yeah, you ain't got that cut. You waking up early in the morning to go to work.
Might want to throw that beanie on. Facts. I've done it already at least 3 times this week.
Or, you know, the homies might hit you. And they might be like, yo, you trying to go to happy hour. Yo, you trying to pull up to something. And your cut might not be all right.
Yeah,
you might be on that second week waiting to Friday, but yeah, happy hour Wednesday.
Or you might want to take a girl out.
And, you know,
throw that beanie on.
And see, this ain't one of them loose fitted beanies, so it looks like you're wearing a beanie. It's nice, it's fitted, so it looks good.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It looks like a piece of your outfit. Like, oh, dang, that's a really nice beanie or a nice hat. They don't look at it like, oh, you got a beanie on. I don't know. I like it. I love mine.
I wear mine on probably too much.
Yeah, same. I stopped wearing the what's the names for a while, the ski mask.
Ski mask light. Get it fast. I was just about to wrap that too. I ain't gonna hold you. That was funny. But yeah, man, make sure you tune into that. Also on there is AD Light's latest playlist. He tells you every time, just hit play.
Or shuffle. This one's really, like, I really enjoy it. I know I say it a lot. This one's really good.
I agree. I ride with it. It go for me. It definitely go for me. But yeah, man, appreciate all y'all good people, man. What's all you say? Peace, love, and all that other jazz. Check on your people, drink water, get to your bag. Episode 155, baby.
Yes, sir. Peace.